Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman, and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. So today we are talking about ultimatums. I won't lie, this is very much inspired by the TV show The Ultimatum, which is from the same producers as Love is Blind. It's just a lot worse than Love is Blind, mainly because the concept of the show is giving your partner an ultimatum. And obviously, being the queen of boundaries and talking about boundaries a lot, and my last book being about boundaries, I get asked all the time, so what's the difference between boundaries and ultimatums? Well, boundaries are all about you, your treatment, your respect, how you want to be spoken to. Ultimatums, however, are all about them. It's about their behavior, controlling them. And that's the key difference. So with an ultimatum, you are saying, this is my need and I need you to meet it. Whereas with a boundary, you're saying, this is my need. It will get met because I will make sure it's going to be met, but it's not necessarily going to be met by you. When you give an ultimatum, you back someone into a corner. Whereas boundaries, you're given a choice. A lot of the time when I talk about boundaries, people go, well, aren't you just forcing them to do what you want? No, because with each boundary you set, the other person has a decision whether to respect that boundary. And if they don't respect that boundary, then you reinforce the boundary. And if they still don't respect it, that's when you set a consequence. Now, if that person does not care about the consequence, they will keep riding over your boundaries. And therefore, it's your responsibility to do something about that, whether that's distancing from that person, having less emotional intensity around the situation and detaching from it emotionally, or actually cutting the person out. There is choice involved in this. With ultimatums, it's saying, I'm going to take this away from you if you can't give me what I want in this instant. And there's a lot in this culture about, I deserve to be treated that way. Yes, absolutely, but you might not necessarily get every single need met from a romantic partner, from a friendship. You are not the center of other people's worlds. And therefore, when you are in a two-person dynamic, three-person dynamic, even a group dynamic, doesn't mean every single one of your needs is going to be met. So it's a lot more helpful if you can meet your own needs. And then if you're still not having your needs met, then absolutely go where your needs can be fulfilled. But it's also important to ask whether it's actually a want or a need. A lot of the time we go, well, I need this from my partner. I need my partner to tell me I'm beautiful every single day. Do you need that or do you want that? Because to me, if you need your partner to tell you that you're beautiful every single day, then you're filling in the gaps of where your self-esteem is lacking with the other person. And when you make it someone else's job to make sure you have self-esteem, that is really exhausting. It's also really bad boundaries, specifically bad emotional boundaries. It's your job to take care of yourself. That's what boundaries are all about. That's why my book's called The Joy of Being Selfish, because we can talk about self-care, self-love all day long. But at the end of the day, if you want to put yourself at a higher priority, you actually have to put someone else at a lower priority. And if you look at the definition of selfish, it is ignoring other people's needs. So if your boss needs a reply to an email, then they're not going to have that need met because you have a need of needing rest. See, in this situation where you would set an ultimatum, for example, you have needs, but so does your partner. And boundaries are wonderful because you get to have them, but so does your partner as well. A lot of the times people will say, well, what if your needs clash? It's very rare that needs actually clash. So one of the ways that this comes up a lot is communication. That, well, I need to be in constant contact. And then the other person says, well, I need space. Okay, so look underneath it. The need isn't actually needing constant contact or needing space. What do you actually need from that interaction? Why is texting all day giving you something? Okay, looking underneath it, it means I get more reassurance. Okay, is there another way to seek reassurance for both of you in the relationship, which is compatible for both of you? That isn't ignoring one person's needs and listening to another person. It's not compromising. It's actually looking underneath it and seeing if whether there's a mutual intention behind both things. Another situation would be one person saying, well, I need more affection, and the other person saying, I don't like PDA in public, you can't get more affection. If you go into that combative and go, well, see, our needs conflict, well, they don't, because one person needs more affection and one person is actually picking up on the one place they aren't willing to provide the affection. They're not recognizing that they can keep their own boundaries, that they don't like PDA, but be affectionate privately, in private moments. And because we go into it wanting a conflict, wanting an argument, then you only see where the two clash, and then it becomes an argument about PDA, when actually, if you look underneath it, you go, this is actually a really beautiful thing. My partner wants to hug me more, kiss me more. These are beautiful things. This is a nice thing. This isn't something you should get into an argument over. But we go into the thing that we want to defend the most, rather than actually looking under the intention and going, okay, so how can we meet both needs in a different way? And yes, absolutely, there will be times where your needs are too incompatible. If someone needs so much space that they only want to see someone once a month and another person wants to see each other every week, that's incompatible. So at some point you've got to decide, okay, is my boundary more important or is this person more important? Is this boundary more flexible than I thought or is it a firm boundary? Is it something that I actually feel I'll lack if I don't get it in within this relationship? For me, this was actually something that I had in a previous relationship. My first relationship, my boyfriend only wanted to see each other once a month. We had long distance technically. He went between London and Bath. I lived in Bristol. But some people might know that Bristol and Bath are only 10 minutes on a train, but somehow it was termed as a long distance relationship. I ended up breaking up with him because I just didn't think seeing each other once a month without any phone calls, without any FaceTimes, without any Zoom, Skype, or any other effort in any other way was sustainable. Whereas to him, that was enough interaction. That was enough seeing each other. And so in other relationships, and a few years later, I started dating a guy who wanted to see me 5 times a week. And I was just too busy to do that. I was like, look, I like once a week. I can maybe do twice a week. I can also go down to once every 2 weeks. But 5 times a week is just unrealistic. And so you have to look at what's more important. And I don't believe the word compromise is very helpful in this, because I think inherent in the word compromise is that both parties lose. Both parties get 50% of what they want. And actually, that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is either your needs are both too incompatible, and therefore the level of affection, the level of contact, whatever the issue is actually a deciding factor to not continue the relationship, or you're too busy dealing with the surface level argument that you're not actually seeing how you can fulfill the need that's underlying it. So we go for the need of texting rather than thinking, okay, but what does texting mean? What does texting provide? Oh, it provides reassurance. It means that I feel more connected to you. Great. Okay. Would you feel more connected to me if we did a phone call once a week? Would that help your reassurance? And that's how you communicate in a healthy relationship. You find a solution to both problems rather than half-assing it and both of you being dissatisfied with the result. Hope that helps. Hope that answers this question I get asked the most. And yeah, I'm going to go continue watching The Ultimatum because I forced myself to stop mid-episode to come record this on the hottest day of the year, by the way, so I'm currently melting. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays, we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next week.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.